So there are a few days of the year that are proud to be Catholic days. The times of the year when we, as Catholics, celebrate an aspect of faith that most other Christians have somehow left behind. So number one on that list, Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is definitely proud to be Catholic Day. Other big ones on the list would be All Souls Day, you know, when we pray for all of our dead, because most Protestants don't pray for their dead as formally as we do. I've never really understood that all, by the way, because, you know, praying for the dead just comes so naturally to everyone. Anyway, and of course, we can throw in any Marian Feast Day onto that list. When these days come up, we're kind of alone in our faith on those days. We can't really share that part of our faith with our brothers and sisters in Christ without a measure of suspicion or even hostility. And that's a shame. So today is most certainly also on the list, Corpus Christi Sunday, the most holy body and blood of Christ Sunday, the amazing act of Christ's sacrifice. Do this in memory of me. And we have. The followers of Christ have done exactly this all around the world every single day besides Good Friday since that command. You know, imagine the history. Imagine the endless chain of redemption that you are a part of today. You know, I'm so thankful that I'm Catholic, really. For all of the headaches and rules and rigidity that comes with the church, it's not always easy being Catholic, we are the ones that remain true to Christ's command to do this in memory of him. And we are part of something bigger than ourselves, bigger than the latest political protest, the bigger than the current powerful and profitable corporation. The Eucharist is so much more than all of that combined. So God bless you for being here and participating in something so vital to the world. And by the way, for the record, you still participate, even if you don't receive communion. You're still praying with me and everyone else here around the altar at the Eucharistic prayer. Thus, blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Now, I know that by now you have come to expect something weird and unpredictable from me for Sunday Mass. So here it comes. I would like to offer you my answer to the reasonable question, what about everyone else in the world? What about all the people who don't believe in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist? That is a sensible question. What about them? Well, here's how I see it. All of us here at Catholic Mass are the 12 disciples at the Last Supper. Okay, because the priest is Jesus. He's in persona Christi, in the person of Christ. And that means that all of you are collectively Peter and Bartholomew and all the rest. And I'm willing to assume that Mary Magdalene was there as well. I know Leonardo da Vinci didn't put her in the painting. I can give her the benefit of the doubt. And I think about that. You know, I always think about you as the presence of the disciples every time at the Eucharist when I take the body of Christ or the chalice. And when the words come up, gave it to his disciples, at that moment I can't help but take a gaze around everyone around the altar with me. At this point, if you're 4 years of priesthood, I'm not even thinking about it anymore. I just do it because the words match the action. Anyway, a little something if you haven't noticed that before. Anyway, so we're the 12 disciples. But the thing of it is, Jesus did not have 12 disciples. Jesus had thousands upon thousands of disciples. The disciples were everyone who followed Jesus, and most of them followed for a little while and then went their own way. And some continue to consider themselves disciples of Christ, even though they were no longer traveling with him. For instance, the Samaritan woman at the well, the lame man that Jesus healed at the pool, Lazarus is definitely on the list, Joseph of Arimathea. All of these people were deeply loyal to Christ. If you asked them if they were disciples, they would all say, yes, absolutely. But they weren't at the Last Supper, and it probably wasn't their fault. The part that God had for them to play simply took them elsewhere. God works with everyone. I really do believe that. No one is actually outside of God's plan. Non-Christians have their parts to play, and we see the good in them, just as Jesus saw the good in the Roman soldiers who asked him for help in good faith. That happens multiple times in the Gospels. And non-Catholic Christians have their part to play as well, in spite of their choice not to celebrate Eucharist the way we do. It is just like all the people that Jesus healed and taught who then went out into the world bearing his name and his glory. That is nothing to underestimate. But for us, we are the 12 disciples at the Last Supper. We're the minority group of Jesus' followers who stuck it out long enough to be with Jesus, even when all seemed lost in Jesus' darkest hour. And of course, we've inherited some of the negatives of the 12 disciples as well. You know, we've inherited the obnoxious loudness of Peter. I'm sure you guys can think of a loud Catholic or two if you tried. We've probably inherited some presumptuousness of James and John, the sons of thunder. And frankly, we've had our fair share of Judases, haven't we? You know, more than a few bad eggs have come from the Catholic Church, somehow. That's frustrating for all of us. But for all of our sins, that basic truth speaks for us. We are the ones who are at Christ's side through thick and thin. That is us. That is our task. To persevere in prayer and to rejoice in the very presence of Christ. That is Catholicism in the modern world. So don't worry so much about everyone else. Not everyone's going to be at the Last Supper. That's fine. It wasn't that big of a room. We celebrate the Eucharist for them just as surely as we celebrate it for ourselves. It is our most sacred job as an assembly of the faithful. So if you're Catholic, remember the awesome task that has been entrusted to you, the celebration of the Eucharist, the most holy body and blood of Christ. It needs some bread and a little bit of wine. It requires a priest, and an altar is nice to have around. We can use a card table in a pinch, but the altar is always a nice touch. But the Eucharist does not exist without you. It does not happen without the presence and participation of faith. And if the faith of 12 people was enough for Christ on Holy Thursday, then imagine what Christ is doing through all of us right here, right now, today.